Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Zia Comics Weekly, and we got to do this every episode. We got to make sure we switch it to the right people and make sure that we know where we're going. Joe here with you from Hot 103. Got my man Troy from Zia Comics. What's up, Troy? How are you?
Hey, good, man.
I am Batman.
Yeah, the movie drops today, so.
What's the plan for you? You watching when you watching? I think that's been the discussion around here. When are you watching?
Oh man, I've been trying to get tickets for tonight, but they're pretty much sold out locally.
Yeah, I'm not having any luck. And I was like, I think it's gonna have to be a Sunday show for me. I'm gonna have to wait till Sunday to go watch it.
Yeah, I gotta do. I'm actually doing a review with some guys from El Paso tomorrow, so I need to see it before tomorrow.
Ooh, see, that's the bad thing about having homework. It's like you better get it done before, otherwise you'll be hey.
Or I'll just make stuff up.
Of course, it is Zia Comics Weekly, where we talk all things nerd. Remember, you can jump in on the conversation anytime you want. Say what's up to us. Let us know what you're thinking. If you hear something you like, jump in on the conversation. That is what we are here to do. Troy, how have things been going, man? How's your week been?
Pretty good so far. I mean, I can't complain. Had new comic book day yesterday, so there's a lot of good comics coming out.
Yeah. What we looking at? What comics have been coming out? What are people flocking to as far as new comics this because yesterday was New Comic Wednesday.
It runs the gamut. People are still picking up on the Star Wars High Republic Trail of Shadows number 5. Mm-hmm. The 1 in 25 variant introduced a brand new character to Star Wars, so everybody's going crazy. That one's online, going for around $150 now if you can find it.
Man, yeah. It's crazy just how much the value of them can go up, especially with it being limited or hard to find out there.
Yeah, well, definitely it's a 1 in 25 variant, so that means stores had to buy 25 of the normal cover to get one copy of the variant. That's why it's a little more rare.
It's crazy, man. One of the things that we've discussed many times on Zia Comic Weekly is coming across and finding that unique item that makes it valuable. Because one thing you've taught me is if it says limited edition, it ain't limited edition.
Yeah, if they made it to be collectible, it's not.
You mean to tell me all my little Beanie Babies that I've been collecting that I got at McDonald's 20 years ago were probably not worth millions of dollars?
Probably not. There's maybe one or two that held value. That's like the little Happy Meal things you used to get, like the California raisins and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a bunch of those.
I could be sitting on a gold mine, Troy, and I don't even know it. I'm like, maybe I need to go through my old toys and,
You could be a hunterdare.
I'd be able to buy me another Happy Meal with everything that I sell it for. Well, the big topic today is, of course, Batman. And Troy, I saw you jumping in a conversation earlier with our good friend Ernesto today, where you guys were talking about best Batman of all time. And of course, we are going to discuss that here today on Zia Comic Weekly. But one thing we got to also talk about is the worst Batman. And who was the worst Batman? And I'll let you start. Who best and worst Batman for you?
Well, like I told Ernesto earlier, in my mind, Kevin Conroy from the animated series is by far the best Batman for me. Michael Keaton's a close second, but just something about Conroy's voice, man. He just you get chills when he starts reading his lines.
I think people often forget because they're so caught up on the Michael Keaton and Adam West that they forget that the cartoon Batman, he was rocking.
Yeah, the animated series was really what brought Batman back to prominence there for a while.
Yeah, I actually would say that's kind of what got me into Batman was the animated series way before, obviously, I'm not that old into the Adam West. I know about the Adam West going back now that you're older. But then just to really get under Boss Man's skin, I don't know if you saw what I put as my comment.
I have not.
Not let it go. I said Val Kilmer was the best Batman of all time.
You know, Val Kilmer, he went in there handicapped with that suit they made him wear. It was really hard. He couldn't do any movement, which made it hard to emote. And, he went in there with a couple strikes against him right off the bat. But I thought he did a decent job.
Yeah, Val Kilmer for me. I mean, yes, he was a good Batman, but here's what's crazy, Troy. And this is how well I paid attention when I was younger. I didn't realize that George Clooney was Batman. I always thought they were both Val Kilmer. And then I'm like, wait a minute, why does this Batman look weird? So,
I mean, Clooney and Schumacher gave us the bat nipples.
You're like, wow, it's always cold in Gotham City for some reason. So we're talking best Batman. Now I got to ask you, worst Batman. Who was the worst Batman?
What you classify as worst, Adam West, his was really campy. Mm-hmm. For that reason, it's not the Batman. He wasn't a big time detective crime solver. It was really just silly.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I put him way up top. And, I kind of put Val Kilmer up there, but like I said, I really don't think that's his fault.
Yeah.
Because Val Kilmer is a great actor. Have you watched that documentary that he made about himself or somebody made about him?
No, I've actually been wanting to see that because Val Kilmer does have some ties to New Mexico.
Yes. He used to have a ranch somewhere around here, didn't he?
Yeah, like in the north, I believe he had up north, he had a ranch out there, and yeah. You would always catch him in Santa Fe. I would hear stories that you would randomly in Santa Fe just come across Val Kilmer hanging out, whether it was with some friends, and you're just like, wait, this is Val Kilmer just there.
Is that
like
the Iceman?
Right? Like, wait, okay. Like, you just want to throw a volleyball at him and see if we'll start playing. Val Kilmer.
Yeah, but like I said, I can't really fault him. I don't think that was his fault that Batman was bad.
Yeah. For me, I mean, I know a lot of people will say, oh, Ben Affleck was the worst. I think Ben Affleck didn't really get a chance because I think they were really trying to get the Justice League going. I think he was just going to be a secondary character because they were trying to get everybody else. So I don't really think they gave his Batman a full opportunity to really, because they have Batman versus Superman, and just I don't think he really got his justice and his being Batman.
I think he was more of a Dark Knight Batman, the older mm-hmm. older Batman. I liked Batfleck. I thought he did a great job. I don't know why he gets so much flack over it.
Yeah, I think, but I think it's also just at the times because here we are getting ready for the new Batman, the Batman. We got to make sure we call it the Batman. What are our expectations for Robert Pattinson? I mean, I think he's going to do a very good job just seeing the trailers that we've seen and seeing some of the, stuff that's coming up. I think we're in for a treat. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised by Robert Pattinson and his Batman.
He's a good actor. I mean, from Harry Potter even as a sparkly vampire, he didn't do too bad. But this one, it's been getting really great early reviews. So I'm kind of, anxious. And there's a couple big name people in there, on the supporting cast too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see the different villains that we're going to get. It looks like we're going to get a couple villains.
Yeah. Well, you got Penguin definitely. And I think that's supposed to be Colin Farrell underneath all that makeup.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to see. And, you got Catwoman, who's kind of a quasi-villain. And Riddler. Was it Paul Dano? Or Dano just doing the Riddler?
Yeah.
The guy from There Will Be Blood.
And then you got Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
That's right, Zoe.
She's Kravitz. The one that's playing Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
So Zoe Kravitz. A
pretty star-studded cast there with him.
Yeah, I have pretty good expectations. I mean, obviously, like you said, the reviews are looking pretty good. I think we're in for a treat, and I don't know. I mentioned this a couple of episodes ago. I think we're in for really to see DC take off in the next couple of years. I mean, right now Marvel's doing fine. Marvel is always going to be fine with their movies, but I really think we're about to see something exciting with DC.
Yeah, well, with this one, it looks like DC is going back to that dark and gritty again.
Mm-hmm.
They have that meme with, Marvel and DC shooting film, and Marvel starts with lights, camera, action, and DC just starts with camera, action.
I mean,
just so dark.
But, maybe we need something like that, too. I mean, But then again, Peacemaker really left that sense of hopefully there's that comedic timing, you know, that's necessary in every movie to really make it stand out. But I don't know, it looks kind of dark, man.
Yeah, it really does. Well, Peacemaker, that's James Gunn.
Yeah.
That's his calling card, that whole action with comedy mix. He does it so well.
Yeah, and it's exciting to look forward to, man. And if you're able to get a ticket, I mean, obviously you got some homework that you got to get to, so hopefully you're able to get a ticket ahead of time, so that way
you might have to sneak in and stand up in the back or something. That's a 3-hour movie, though. That's
oh man, that's the last Batman that I saw. I mean, when it was that long, I mean, I did go see Batman and Superman in theaters. I remember that one because it was the one time that my brother actually paid for us to go, and I'm usually the one that has to fork over the bill for us to go to the movies. It was the one time he paid. And that movie just took forever to get to its main point. So I don't know.
So I remember when an hour and a half used to be the norm, man. You just didn't go over that 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple movies that hit the 2 and 3 hour mark. And now it's really common for movies to be 3 hours long or even broken into several 3-hour segments.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, I mean, we take Avengers Endgame. I mean, that was each, you know, you had Avengers Infinity War was 3 hours, Endgame was 3 hours, and there's just no way around it. I mean, they need to start putting some intermissions in these movies, because especially if you have a large soda.
Yeah, I've gotten bladder infections a few times trying to not miss anything.
No, I usually wait. I have this pattern, okay? It's like, okay, bladder check before the movie starts. You don't take your first sip until about an hour into the movie. So then that way you're good. And that way they're like, okay, I can make it to the end of the movie. But heaven forbid it's a 4-hour movie, then yeah, I'm have to wear Depends or something by that point.
Yeah, because it never fails. When I get up to go to the bathroom, that's when something happens on screen.
Yeah. And I've even tried to, I don't know if you saw, there was a website a couple months ago that would actually tell you the best time to go to the bathroom.
So you set your alarm.
Yeah. It's like when you're a minute, they're like, and it will tell you, they're like, okay, when Captain America gets up to walk through the forest, you have 3 minutes to get up and go pee. Like it would break it down to that. And I'm like, and I was looking at that. I was like, okay, now I'm just overthinking this whole potty break thing. Like, okay, man, like maybe you don't need to get the extra large soda. Just sit and watch the movie. Oh, wow, man. It's crazy. Troy, let's get to some headlines as far as some of our favorite streaming services. So it was reported that Disney Plus is getting ready to include some of the old Netflix Marvel series.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I'm loving it. I mean, even you've seen No Way Home already, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, you had the Daredevil reference in there, that scene. And watching that, I kind of freaked out. I was like, oh my God, it's, you know, they're bringing Daredevil into the MCU. So, yeah, I think Netflix did a great job with those Marvel series. And I can't wait to see Bernthal in the MCU playing Punisher.
Yeah.
And maybe not Jessica Jones. But all the rest of those shows, I would love to see them in the MCU.
I'm one that I hope that they do something with is Luke Cage. I hope they can contribute more to that, even if it's not his own series, maybe including him somewhere within the storylines. Another one that I thought about as soon as I saw this, Deadpool. So do you think we're going to get Deadpool on Disney Plus?
They've been hinting that he's going to be pulled into the MCU. He's already been in, he's crossed over with the X-Men there in his movie with Colossus and, God, I can't remember her name, but yeah. So he's had a small bit of crossover there, but to bring him into the main MCU, I'm not sure. He fits definitely into the comedy part.
Yeah. I mean, are we going to get a toned down one? I mean, I think a lot of us have speculated that Deadpool will end up in the next Doctor Strange movie. I mean, because we know we're going to get an X-Men. So are we going to get a toned down version of Deadpool, or are we going to get Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds?
Let's hope it's the latter, because a toned down Deadpool is no fun.
We didn't go watch character. It to tone it down.
No, that's a throwaway character then.
I mean, if they didn't get their example whenever they try to introduce him in the X-Men movie, I mean in the Wolverine movie.
Maybe was Hollywood getting their hands on it.
Yeah, I tell you, man. But yeah, Disney Plus looks like there's going to be some features in it. So parents, make sure you're checking them settings, especially because if your kid's trying to watch Encanto, and the next thing you know, it's Deadpool. So
we want to, or even Daredevil. There was quite a bit of violence in Daredevil.
Yeah,
you know, but all those fight scenes.
You know, but then again, Hawkeye had quite a bit of scenes too that were just like, okay, maybe, you know, they're shifting, and I don't know, maybe we're just overthinking it now when it comes to these ratings, because I mean, certain language, certain actions, I mean, it's what you expect from these movies.
Yeah, I guess they can see worse things on YouTube if they really went and looked.
Or TikTok, by the way, just throwing that out there, because these days TikTok, I'll tell you right now, today me and Jackie and Ernesto were sitting in a room, we were talking about TikTok, and we realized the three of us have totally different TikToks.
Oh yeah,
totally different algorithms. Ernesto's had goats, Jackie's had something, and for some reason I had a lot of recipes in mine, and I'm like, I don't even cook that much, so why am I looking at maybe I was just hungry and TikTok.
Yeah. If you get on the wrong side of TikTok, that rabbit hole goes pretty deep.
Yeah, it really does. Speaking of TikTok, I see you guys got some new product in the store. I saw you guys got a new shipment of want to let the people know?
Oh, the squishables?
Yes.
The super soft plushy animal mashup thingies, yeah. People love those things, dude.
I saw the giant avocado. What's the deal with that?
It's a giant avocado. that's all. You use it for a body pillow, man. That thing is monstrous.
I saw that and immediately I thought about five friends that I was like, I know what to get them for their birthdays this year.
Yeah, I was surprised because, you know, I thought plushies are plushies, right?
Yeah.
And we've had them before, but these are like they're like a next level plushie. People are losing their mind for these things. And we have them all the way from keychain size up to, like you saw, the massives, which are almost 4 foot tall. They're,
I know, size. I was like, how did y'all, like, I could just imagine unpacking something like that. Yeah. And just, I was like, am I seeing that correctly? This is a giant avocado. Like,
It's a big stuffed avocado.
Hey, everybody, we literally say there's something for everybody. There is literally something for everybody out there.
Yes, sir.
What else you guys got going on? I know you mentioned earlier about free comic. I mean, not free comic, a new comic book day. But you do got free comic book day that's going to be coming up soon.
First Saturday in May. Yeah, it's typically first Saturday in May. They moved it once during COVID because people just couldn't come out.
Yeah.
But yeah, first Saturday in May. And hopefully we'll have both locations open by then. We'll have free comic book day in two counties.
Yeah, it's definitely a work in progress for you. You're always working. If it ain't the new store in Alamogordo, it's Comic-Con. What's going on with Comic-Con in El Paso? How are we looking? Because before you know it, we're going to blink and it'll be there.
Yeah, well, everybody's still coming, so that's good. looks like, you know, COVID is kind of, I think we've hit the downhill on that one.
Yeah.
Because I think they reported all the cases are plummeting, so that's good.
Yeah, I know here in New Mexico they've seen a significant drop in cases.
Yeah,
which has led for them to really open up, and now, you know, you don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to. But it looks like we're going to start seeing more events pop up.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to stop us, and we're just counting down the days now, getting all the behind the scenes pieces. You know, everybody's travel and hotels and things like that taken care of.
So let me ask you, what's the, you know, because we're not that far away from this, what has been the most challenging thing for you getting everything right? Obviously you mentioned the travel, but I'm sure there's, you know, other little things that keep you up at night. You're like, did I check this? Did I do this? What are those minor little details that we would never think about?
Well, you've got to get everything printed in time and shipped here. And with the supply chain being broken in some places, you got to give even more time, because, you know, we got to get badges printed, got to get the Vince guide printed, the wristbands printed. There's a lot of stuff that banners, you know, for the people in their booths. There's so much stuff that has to be printed ahead of time. And, you know, you get all that stuff designed and everything and sent off to the printer. And then you're praying that it comes back in time. And
oh, my, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm getting anxious right now just because I'm just like, because I mean, I think a lot of us have dealt with, you know, like you mentioned, the supply chain situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, you're waiting for that birthday gift that shows up for their next birthday. I mean, I know some friends that just got Christmas gifts. I mean, yeah, it's like that. So I can imagine, like you mentioned, the printing and those minor little details that we're thinking, oh, that looks nice. Well, yeah, he was waiting up to the last minute to make sure it came in.
Yeah. Well, and then if you don't have it, you know, there will be no end to the complaining. Yeah. Oh, we didn't have these this year.
Yeah,
we'll have them. They're just going to be 2 weeks after the event. They're still in the way.
If you come next year, we'll have them and done. Yeah, man. I mean, that's crazy. For those checking in with us, remember, you guys can drop in a comment. Let us know anything you want to discuss with us. I've already seen some people check in, say hello. If you guys have any questions, earlier we were talking about Batman, favorite Batman. And someone said the Christopher Nolan series of Batmans was really good.
Did like Christian Bale?
They did like the Christopher Nolan, the franchise, as far as...
Where he needed a throat lozenge the whole time?
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Everybody tried that at one point. I'm Batman.
Well, that or Bane with his high-pitched whining.
Man, that was all of us during COVID. We were literally sitting there... Can I get a number two with
I you? Wondered who would break first.
Oh, my gosh, man. What else you guys got going on at Zia Comics? Like I said, Zia Comics, follow them on TikTok. One thing I wanted to mention was the treats that you guys got there, too. The beverages. And you guys got it covered. So
the nerd-themed snacks.
Yeah, I've seen some of the theme snacks that you've had there before, and people are like, wait, they have those sodas there? What's going on? What theme items do you guys have out there?
A lot of the energy drinks, we have like some Rick and Morty energy drinks, Naruto, Hello Kitty. I mean, you just pretty much name a popular pop culture thing, and they have an energy drink for it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the candies, too.
I've noticed a lot of people getting those, not to drink them, but to collect them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've seen some people get them and collect them. Like, not trying to call it a friend here, but they usually sit over there. No, they've collected like cans of like, it maybe had a Pikachu on the can at one point or something. And they like to display it. I mean, I've had family members that actually will collect, you know, if they like a limited edition, something movie, and they collect them.
Hey, everybody's got to collect something, right?
I know. I'm just like sitting there the whole time. I was like, how mad would you be if I just walked up there and opened it and drank it? Just... it doesn't taste good and then throw it away. I mean, I'm sure.
You crumpled the can and then throw it away.
It could have been better and then throw it away. It probably would not make for that friend probably would not be happy with me if I did that right now. So. Oh, man. So let's talk a little bit about Alamogordo. You mentioned just a little bit. How are we looking? I know you've been with the roof. What's been going on?
Yeah, they went to pull permits. And since it's zoned commercial, they have to get a engineering diagram or architect's diagram with an engineering stamp. Just craziness, you know, over the top stuff that the state is requiring. So they're, you know, to do that, you got to get the architect to come out, do the drawing and stamp it and then submit the permit again. So, you know, that's added probably 3-4 weeks onto the process. But once that gets through, they're going to strip the whole roof off, put a brand new roof on. And then all the rest of the stuff inside and outside is probably going to be cosmetic. You know, we're going to stucco the outside. We're going to paint the walls inside. So hopefully that stuff will go quick.
Mm-hmm. And it just seems like that's been the biggest hiccup for you guys in Alamogordo is the roof.
That's everywhere in the state. When we opened here in Cruces, we ran into the same problems, over the top requirements for things and that just don't make any sense besides, I call it a money grab.
Yeah, it almost seems like it sometimes, right? You're just kind of like, okay, is this really, or is this something I could fix myself? Or,
yeah. Well, at one point they told me to change out light fixtures that I would have to submit a permit. I was like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. To change that from a fluorescent to LED, you have to submit permits and new drawings. And I was like, yeah, okay, no. Yeah. You just won't know. I'll just change it.
I was like, hey,
everybody from the city's listening, I have never done that.
We cannot confirm or deny anything. We'll just, you know, one thing I wanted to mention to you, because this actually became a discussion here in the office, was we talk about pinball machines. And we got, I don't even remember what the conversation was. We were talking about we wanted to do a contest, pinballs, or something was going on. And they're like, well, where can you find pinball machines? And then right away, Jackie and I were like, oh, Zia Comics, you go. And people were actually kind of surprised. They were like, wait, Zia Comics has pinballs? But yeah, you guys have a whole room dedicated to some vintage pinball machines.
Yeah, in the back, we got, and we're getting another one this week. And I think that'll fill up the room. So anything else, I have to go to Alamogordo's arcade room. But yeah, we have the old school, the EMs, they call them electromechanical pinballs. Yeah. Which have the score reels that turn and everything underneath is mechanical. Those are a little harder to fix, but once they're fixed, they're like tanks.
Yeah.
And then we have the digital ones, which are basically computers.
Yeah. No, it's crazy because you could tell once, like, especially the older models, once you fix them and once they're running, those things will never break on you.
No, they don't.
And right now there's some kids like, well, what's pinball? Don't I get that on an app on my phone? Like, nah,
yeah, you can tell because I hear them because my office is back there and they're so used to playing these, you know, first person shooters where you just push the button as fast as you can. They come in there and they try that on pinball, and I have to walk out and say, guys, if you hit the flippers while the ball's up top, nothing gets accomplished. You have to wait for the ball to come down.
It's like, can you wait? Like, you're not collecting points the more you hit the flippers. Like,
yeah, it's a lost concept on them. But we're doing pinball classes now. The first one's this Sunday.
All right.
And the guy who fixes up pinballs for us, I would call him an expert on pinball.
Yeah.
He wants to start doing these classes, and it's going to start out with like the beginner level where he will explain what pinball is, you know, the difference between the electrical or the electromechanic and the digital. And he will even tell you, you know, because there are different strategies for getting scores on pinball. It's not just hitting the ball and make it stay in action. You hit certain targets and do things in a certain order, your score ramps up a lot quicker. So he's going to, you know, explain all that, answer everybody's questions in this class. And then at the end of the class, you know, put some free credits on all the pinballs and let everybody practice what they've learned.
Yeah. Right now, like free credits. You mean you don't just walk up and start playing? And like, no, you got to put a quarter and then wait, where do I put the debit card at?
You know, they actually have the readers that will take a debit card.
Man, they have it on everything these days. But that's why, wait, I got to carry quarters? What's going on here?
Yeah, you got to make it easy to get that money.
Hey.
I'm waiting for the retinal scanners where you just walk up and put your eye to it. And
hey, man, I feel like that's where we're headed eventually. When you go to pay, like you could do Apple Pay or pay with your eyelids. Like,
yeah.
Troy, if they have a... If anybody wants to check you out at Zia Comics, let them know locations, how they can follow you on socials, and how they can make their plans this weekend to go check you guys out.
Yeah. Like I said, physical location right now is 125 North Main Street there in Las Cruces, right in the middle of the city. This weekend, you know, we got free board game night on Saturday, the pinball class on Sunday. I believe this is the first Sunday of the month, which also will be a paint and take class in the game room.
Nice.
You pay your fee, you get a little miniature, and one of our employees will teach you how to paint that thing up, make it look real good and pretty. You can follow us on social media Zia Comics at Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube.
That's right. They're everywhere. Make sure you guys catch up with them. And apparently you can give them a call too. Because they'll,
yeah, that's my personal phone, but yeah, we have a phone in the store too.
Yeah, but it's probably best to go in and check it out. And I'm telling you, when you walk in, look for those plushes, because whoever gets that giant avocado, I need someone to take a picture and send it to us. Because, like I told you, man, I knew at least five friends that I was like, that is the perfect birthday gift for them because I know they're going to like it because I don't know why.
You can't even tell how big it is because there's nobody next to it for reference. It's seriously about 4 feet tall. It's like Jackie size.
Oh, she was actually one of the people I was thinking of getting it for, but I was like, if I get it for her here in the office, like we got no space. I was like, I don't know where we're going to fit with all this, but
you could use it as a chair back.
Hey, we'll figure something out. We're pretty creative. We'll create a life hack out of it or something. We'll be like, hey, just we'll sit there and that is the new studio chair. And we'll be good. Guys, this has been another edition of Zia Comics Weekly. We do this every Thursday at 11 o'clock. Remember to like and share and comment on the videos. Let us know, is there something you guys want us to talk about? Next week, I'm sure we'll be talking Batman and what we thought about Batman. Obviously, Troy's going to be seeing
Batman. Hopefully I can get tickets by next week.
Hopefully. I don't know. Either that or you're going to see me and Troy standing. We're going to be, hey, we now work at the theaters just so we can.
We'll work for tickets.
We'll work for tickets. Guys, this has been another edition of Zia Comics Weekly. We'll see you next week.
Later, nerds.